Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And today, we are going to conclude our series, Dangers to Intimacy with God and One Spouse. This has been a very good series, and it's been a great one. And I've heard from so many of you guys that you have really enjoyed this series and you've enjoyed hearing from other guys. And so as we progress, I'm going to do my best to get mostly probably the same guys that you've heard from and likely others to join me on this show and help us in a variety of topics. So with that said, I have a few points just to wrap this series up today. And the first takeaway that I want you to take away from this series is to focus on the gospel. To focus on the gospel. Go, if you look, and I want to encourage you to go read Ephesians 5, maybe even pause this and go read Ephesians 5. And even there, what we see is the gospel. It was Christ who presented himself blameless. He's the head of the church. And it's because of this understanding then that we can love. We can love. We can fulfill the command. In fact, every time that Paul is talking, he always provides the source, the power supply, if you will. You know, like you plug in your phone into a wall outlet so that, you know, you can plug in the cord into your phone so that your phone will charge. Paul gives us this understanding. He provides the fuel, the power source, if you will, so that we can obey the command. The command is repeatedly in the text, 5 times in the ESV, 6 times in the original language. Love your wife. Love your wife. But the reason that we can do that, the motivation for it, is what Christ has accomplished. You can even go back and look at a brief overview of the book of Ephesians. In the first 3 chapters, he describes what Christ has done. This provides the foundation for the commands that he gives in chapters 4 through 6. And so even here, in the context of Ephesians 5, he again tells us about Christ, and then he gives us the command, love your wives. It's not an option. It is a command. It is something that we are to do. It is something that it is a matter of obedience. You know, when God says something once, you really want to pay attention. When he says it twice, your ears better be perking up. And when he says it 3 and 4 and 5 times, as Paul does under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it is a matter of obedience. It is a matter of obedience. We don't like to be told as men what to do, but we need to be told what to do. God has laid out his instructions for our lives in his reliable, trustworthy, without error, without the possibility of error, word that is for every phase and every aspect of our lives. It's clear and it's binding on our lives. And so the most important thing for us is to focus on the gospel in our own walk with the Lord and in our marriages. If we want to grow in friendship, as we'll talk about here in just a minute, as we've talked about in this series, if you want to grow in friendship with your spouse, guess what? You got to focus on the gospel. Eyes on Jesus. And this leads me to the second point. Focus on loving your spouse because of Christ. Notice that I didn't say focus on yourself and then on your spouse. I said focus on loving your spouse because of Christ. Because of the reason that I just gave in point number one, you are able to love your spouse. And by the way, let's clear the air on something. Love and marriage is often not a cuddly, warm, fuzzy kind of thing. We equate love with fuzzy kind of romantic feelings. Now, I'm not saying when I say that you should never have those kind of feelings. But I am saying that you have a greater goal in mind as a Christian. Christian marriage is not about warm and fuzzy feelings. It is about something else. It is about the fact that we have entered into a covenant with, if you're a man, with the woman. And if you're a woman and you listen to this, that's totally okay. No judgment or anything. But you know what? You've entered into a covenant with your man, with your husband. And here's the thing, men. You need to focus on Christ. You want to love your wife more, then guess what? You need to focus on Christ. You need to focus not only on what Christ has done for you. Remember, that's the power supply. But you need to focus on also, because of that power supply in Christ, you need to focus on obeying Him. Not just saying, you know what, I believe Christ, I take Him at His words, but then there's no obedience. There's no walking it out. There's no living it out. That's the matter of obedience. You need to love your spouse. Your wife, men, receive love. At least mine does. And most of the guys that I have worked with over the years, what they want is their spouse wants from us as men. Our spouse wants from us as men is this. They want to be intentionally loved. They want to be personally loved. They want to be personally cared for. They don't want you just to check off your honey-do list and your chores. They want you to do them because you love them. They want you to come and find them around the house and give them a hug and a kiss and tell them that you love them, not because you have to, but because you love them. And the reason that you can do that, the reason that you can continue to do that, is because of Christ. And so I want to ask you a question. How are your affections for Christ? One of the great dangers is that we can, as Christians, men, is that we can just go through the motions. We can just go to church. We can just go to our job. And we feel like, you know what? I'm fulfilling my God-given duty. I play with my kids. But you know what? I also want to have my hobbies. I want to have my time. You know what? There's nothing wrong with having your time, having your hobbies, having things that you enjoy doing. But we need to ask the question, where's the priority? Is the priority on Christ and loving Him and prizing Him and what He prizes? Or is it on our enjoyment and on our pleasure? And even more, let me press this a little further. How are you doing at that? And how are you living that out? That's the question. The question is not whether you have hobbies that you do things that you enjoy. The question is, are you doing those things in the right order? Are your hobbies first? And so your walk with Christ is second, third, fourth, fifth? Is your spouse first? Have you made your spouse an idol above Christ? And so your love has grown dull because you're disappointed in your spouse. You see, we must have Christ first. Christ first in our marriage. Christ first in our own hearts. Then and only then can we have the right priorities. Only then, cause, and second should be our spouse. Third should be our kids if we have them. And then, you know, if you don't have kids, third should be church. Your involvement in church. Going to those men's events, prioritizing them. You need time with other men in your church. Time rubbing shoulders, time sharing, time praying, time engaging. You need friends. You need guy friends, Christian friends, solid Christian men that you can share your struggles with. And then, probably fourth, is your job. And then, your hobbies. And when I say fourth, I'm not saying that your job is unimportant, but your job is a vehicle. A vehicle to provide for your family out of love. To care for others in the church. Not so that you can advance in your job, and there's nothing wrong with advancing or getting promoted or anything of the like, but what's the motivation there? It's to put in the 50, the 60, 70 hours and give your life for that job? Or is it to provide a vehicle for you to share Christ with other people at that place and to provide financially for your family and to love and to care for others in the church with the resources that God has given you? There's a big difference. One says, you know what? My job exists for me and for my advancement and for my renown. The second says, my job exists as an instrument. It is just a vehicle. God's placed me here in this vocation, at this place, at this workplace, and I'm going to be faithful to Christ in that workplace. And I'm gonna obey Christ. And I'm going to work hard. And if I happen to get promoted, well, praise the Lord. I'll use that too as another vehicle to influence people for Christ, share Him in appropriate ways, to further provide for my family and further give to the church, to the kingdom of God. That's what I mean when I say that we need to focus on loving your spouse because of Christ. This is a great danger. Even just making our spouse an idol, making our jobs an idol, it is a big, big deal. And the third thing is focus on growing in friendship with your spouse. Focus on growing in friendship with your spouse. I cannot say enough about this. I've talked about this throughout this series. We'll keep talking about this, but this is where the rubber meets the road. If you're not having quality time, whatever that looks like, whether that's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour, or less, or more, or so on and so forth, it's going to look different for every couple. Okay? So with that qualification there, one of my concerns is that many men don't spend this quality time developing friendship with their spouse. And then they wonder down the road when they have issues because their wife has been neglected and they've been neglected by their spouse. Why is there issues in the marriage? Well, I can tell you, you're not focusing on the gospel. You're not loving your spouse because of Christ. You're not intentionally and purposely loving her in practical ways that she understands and can receive. And the biggest issue where this shows up, the biggest issue, the number one issue, I'm telling you, the number one issue when I deal with men that I'm looking for, how is their friendship with their spouse? Because this will show me whether how they're taking in and how they're applying the gospel to their lives and the Word of God. It'll show me, how am I doing it loving my spouse? This is so important, and it shows up because if you're not taking the time to talk with your spouse and tell them about your day, you know what? When you guys have a fight, that fight is going to go bananas. It's going to go bonkers. I mean, if you've been married any length of time, you know what I'm talking about. And then you sit in your corner and you wonder what is even, as a man, you wonder what is happening here. At least you should be. If you're not, then we need to have another conversation. You should be concerned as a Christian man when you have a fight. How did I hurt my spouse? How am I going to approach this? How am I going to apologize? How am I going to make it right? How am I going to love for her and care for her? How is that conversation going to go? You know what, men? It starts, that conversation, it starts with you specifically apologizing and owning up to your failure again and again and again. And let me say something here really quickly. If you haven't done that ever, now is the time to start. And it starts by saying to your spouse, I am so sorry that I failed to lead you in repentance. I'm so sorry that I haven't led you in Christ. It starts there. And it continues there. And it continues on and on and on. And over time, your spouse begins to see it. They begin to understand it. And they begin to receive it. We have been, even here, Jesus says in John 15 that we are his friends. God has taken our heart of stone and he's replaced it with a new heart with new desires and new affections for himself. And so focusing on friendship with our spouse is so, so important because it provides an opportunity to build further, you know, further friendship and develop trust and deepening intimacy. We often think, I think as men, we cross over into the marriage aspect and, you know, our wife is no longer our girlfriend, but now she's our wife and we're like, well, she's my wife. What about friendship? Your wife didn't marry you just to be your wife. She should be your best friend. She should be your sweetheart. She should be the treasure of your heart. I mean, and I'm not saying you treasure her above Christ, because I already just said that's, but you should treasure her. You should treat her as a precious gift from God. You should treat her and grow in your friendship with her. Here's the next point. Focus on serving your wife. Find intentional ways. You know, my wife and I, we have a list of chores that we do. And it can become so easy to do that chores remote. It can become just another thing to do, a rote thing to do that we're just kind of walking out. But we talk about it. For example, if my wife's had a really long day at her job, I'll do it. I'll do whatever chore she has to help her out. Likewise, if I have a long meeting or a meeting late at night, she will make dinner if it's my day. Or she'll do the chores on that day. And we help each other. We serve each other because of the gospel. Because our eyes are on Christ and our eyes are on loving and caring and serving one another. Because we're growing in friendship with each other where trust and open communication is valued. The last one I want to hit, and I want to hit it for a few minutes here. Not that serving your wife is unimportant, but one of the other big dangers is, and it's the last point, fight sexual sin and all sin with the gospel. We're going to be doing a series here soon on sexual sin and the gospel. Our next series is going to be on reading the Bible privately and corporately. It's going to take us through about, I think November. No, through about August. And then the sexual sin series will take us through about November. So we're going to go through reading and studying the Bible personally and corporately with the church for a couple months. And then after that, we're going to go for a couple months talking about sexual sin and the gospel. And the reason is that sexual sin is killing us as men. It's killing us as men in the church. It's leading many men to just be on the wayside. Just sit on the pew. Just do nothing. It's causing us to struggle in our marriages. It's causing us to struggle in our walk with the Lord. It's affecting our ability to be effective in the workplace. You know, here's the thing. God cares about every aspect of your life. There is not, as Abraham Kuyper once said, there's not one square inch where God does not say, mine. That's mine. That's mine. That's mine. Because guess what? We are His and He is ours. We belong to Him. We belong to Him by virtue of the fact He is a creator. He is the one who created us in His image and likeness. He sustains this world. He sustains our life. He gives us life and breath. Even the very breath that I'm breathing, that is enabling me to say the words that I'm saying right now, is a gift from God. But we are also owned, all of us, by virtue of the fact that we are slaves of Christ. We are doubly owned. And we belong to God. We belong to Christ if we are Christian men. I mentioned earlier that God has removed our heart of stone. He's replaced with a new heart, with new desires and new affections. And it's because of the indwelling work of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God that Paul and the apostles teach us that we can put to death our sin. We can mortify it, not because of ourselves, but because of the grace of God, to be sure. And we are to do it. We are to put to death our sin. We are not to coddle it. We are not to embrace it. We are not to say, oh, you know what? But it's all about my pleasure. It's all about my desire. It's all about what I think and what I want to do. But remember, the first point. Remember the gospel. Remember, focus on loving your spouse because of Christ. Remember that growing friendship and trust and openness with your spouse because of the gospel. And remember how you're focusing on serving your wife. And I mention that to say this, that sexual sin does the opposite of all of those things. It says, you know what? I'm the king of my own fate. I'm the captain of my own ship. I am the sovereign. Sexual sin places me and mine and my desires above Christ and before one spouse. All those priorities that I listed and we went through in order. Number one with sexual sin is me. Number two is me. Number three is me. And number four is me. And number five. And number on and on. It's all about me. Sexual sin is all about me. And that's why we must fight it with the power of the gospel. Because in the gospel, God takes our heart of stone and He replaces it with a new heart, new desires, new affections for Himself. He indwells us with this Holy Spirit. And because of this, we can put our sin to death. We don't have to coddle it. We don't have to embrace it. We don't have to walk in our own power, our own sufficiency. This is what sexual sin offers, our own sufficiency. It really is. This is what sin does. It offers self. What Christ offers is Himself. And what He offers is infinitely greater than anything that the world could ever offer us. It's greater than anything sin could ever offer us. And that's what we need. You see, all that we need is in Christ. Christ is all. And that's why you can fight and why you should fight sexual sin. And that's why also we're going to talk about it here soon. Because it is a topic that is not just a danger to intimacy with God and one's spouse. It is killing too many men. So I hope that this series has been helpful to you in your walk with the Lord, and in your service to Christ. And that you're enjoying more of Christ, that you're serving Christ, that you're growing in Him, and you're being shaped and molded by Him, and that you're going out and you're serving him in your local church, teaching other men likewise, praying. Are you even praying for God to use you in the lives of other men as you grow in grace? That's Titus 2, by the way. Well, I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode of the Warriors of Grace podcast. Until next week, when we start our new series, Reading the Bible Personally and Corporately with the Church, may God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.